Welcome, you all. This is Baron Baptiste. Welcome to Disrupt the Drift. We're here telling the truth. It's an environment where we can tell the truth and the truth can be told. Not a guru, not a teacher, not trying to be anyone's leader. I've never wanted to be anyone's leader, actually, but I'm a student of life, as are you, David, huh?
Amen. I mean, every day you got to learn something.
Yeah. And most people live at the effect of things. They're at the effect, like a leaf in the wind, like a bottle being tossed around in the sea. And they're dealing with situations in their life and being at the effect of situations. And those being at the effect of a situation, you've got no power. You've got no freedom. You are weighed down, the weight of the situation. When you're at the effect, you're at the bottom of the weight, like holding the world on your shoulders. You've got a burden. You've got stress. You've got, and then you get frustrated and resentful on top of that. And that even makes you more at the effect of the thing. We've got a great question today. I want to launch right into it. And it speaks to exactly being at the effect, or what we want to talk about as well is being a cause. So here it is. In situations where I find myself overwhelmed by stress, frustration, and a sense of powerlessness, whether it's due to challenges at work, family tensions, health issues, financial constraints, or relationship problems, how can I approach these scenarios to not only manage my immediate reactions, but also find a way to regain control and influence the outcome positively in these situations? Mm-hmm. It's a really good question. And I think that's what we're talking about here, cause and effect. So let's have a conversation about what it is to be a leader in your own life, a leader who leads themselves powerfully in real situations with real people, anywhere, with anyone, all of the time. What say you, David?
So it's simple to me because, and it's an equation that everybody can remember. You're either the effect of a cause, or you are the cause of an effect. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty obvious. If somebody sneezes, you cover your face. If somebody's impatient with you, you say, why are you treating me this way? So look at how many times in the course of your day, and even in your mind, you think about things that have affected you in some way. And so this is how you are the effect of a cause. That you are reacting. Just like if you drop a rock in a pond, you see the ripple effect. You are the ripple effect. But you've given permission for that. Yeah, and so by not being aware that you don't have to give anybody permission to cause you to have an effect, a negative effect, even a positive effect. A lot of times people set you up, buttering you up and being nice to you. So there's two ways of looking at it. There's the manipulator and then there's the put-down artist. And you don't give permission to either of those people to get under your skin, to have an effect within you. And by stepping back, you're withdrawing your permission. So I've talked about the hot potato principle. If somebody wants to give you a hot potato and you don't take it, who has it? Who is it going to burn? Whose hands are going to be burned by the hot potato if you say no, thank you? You don't have to push it back. You don't have to get upset. You just have to say, no, thanks. Not today. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's good. Fundamentally, I think the way in which you deal with any situation is critical. How you relate to the situation, how you view the situation, because somehow your view of these situations that are weighing on you, the way you're viewing them is through a lens of powerlessness. That was the word in the question. That was the person's left feeling powerless. How do you get power in a situation? We're dealt difficulties and challenges and these kind of situations in life, and we have to deal with them. And we're either at the effect or there's, and then not only at the effect, but again, as you add annoyance, you're annoyed, you're frustrated, you get resentful, and then you feel stuck. And that's even being more at the effect. It's like an adding on, piling on more weight to the situation. But if you give yourself, grant yourself grace, the gift of grace, and create, I'm using the word create, but maybe better said, it's almost like you shift your vision to a place of viewing whatever the situation is with giving in such a way that you're giving yourself a place to stand. And at choice, you choose to be at cause in the situation because you have say in the matter of who you're being in the situation, the actions you're taking.
Yeah. Unless you've allowed yourself to become the effect.
Yeah, but...
And now you're just reacting.
If you really have a place to stand, if you really create a place to stand for yourself, and you grant yourself that place to stand, you have an access to power, like real power. And it's not power over, it's actually power with whatever you're dealing with in that situation. What a situation is made up of facts mostly. Yeah, there. I think what you're speaking to, David, is the kind of perceptions, how we perceive a situation. We're both speaking to that. But then let's bring it down to earth to, okay, there. If you're dealing with some kind of situation, your finances, let's say, that are finite, then there are facts there. But you're not relating to those facts as being at the effect of them, but you are creating a place to stand where you're shifting your vision, the view of it, to, okay, now these are just the facts, the conditions I'm dealing with. And to be at cause, distinct from being at the effect. And when you're at cause, you've got power because there are situations in life, difficulties, challenges that come for us, whether we like it or not, we have to deal with them. And the question is, from where are you dealing with these situations? And if you are a leaf in the wind at the effect of these things, and then you're adding on resentments, and again, you're piling on more weight. So you want to put all that stuff, just give all that up. Stand in a place, get clarity for yourself, and look at the situation objectively. Just like when we sit and meditate and we look objectively, you just, with nothing added, you just observe. You observe body sensations, you observe breath, you open yourself up to what's actually going on with you. Do the same now. You shift the vision outward into a situation and you just deal with but from a place where you're unmovable, unshakable, a place to stand in yourself where you are at cause in the matter rather than at the effect of.
Could you read the question again? Because there are many good clues in that question.
Yeah. In situations where I find myself overwhelmed by stress, frustration, a sense of powerlessness.
Stress. Okay. Mm-hmm. Stress. Mm-hmm. When you respond to stress, it begins to control you. The idea is it's a progressive, it's like a domino effect. And stress is everywhere. Stress is a number of things. It can be, you could have happy stress where you go to a Disneyland and you're stressed by going on every ride and you're enjoying the heck out of it. Or you can have negative stress. Now, the question is, he's describing, or whoever this is describing, a stress. And what is included in this idea is that there is a force involved in that stress that's causing that person to have difficulty. So the stress is the thing you have to watch for. Because stress is in and of itself is benign. We talked about this earlier in another vlog. But once you allow it to affect you, and here's the word. Now, there's two different words here. Affect, A-F-E-C-T, means to produce an effect upon, as in the weather affected his mood. Now, effect, E-F-E-C-T, is a change that results when something is done or happens. Now, it's a fine line between those two. But if you are not aware in the moment where the stress, aka the temptation, has an entry point into your subconscious mind or even your conscious mind, but mostly subconscious, If you're not aware in that moment, it's got you. And we talked about the fish with the hook. It's a bait. We are fish, and whether or not we have this impulse to respond to bait. And so when somebody does something cruel to us, and that feels bad, but we're allowing that stress to control us. So the idea is this, step back, and you said it earlier, a little bit ago, to meditate, to learn how to center yourself and stay calm, prepares you for later on when you least expect things to happen. So if you're not prepared, you know the old saying, luck favors the prepared.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn to get quiet and meditate and learn to be still long enough, just moments at a time, what that does is that preps you. It sets up a different set of conditions. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I like it because when you get objective, then there in a situation, any situation, there's just two things. There's the facts. It's what someone's doing or not doing, or something that's happening or not happening, but there's just the facts there. And then there's your stand, the place you're standing and the place you're viewing and comprehending and acting from. And a word that sums it up in a lot of ways is responsibility, the ability to respond, distinct from react, respond, distinct from react. And when people hear the word responsibility, or they even hear to be at cause for something, they immediately default. If the situation sucks, it's challenging, it's difficult, it's something that's gone awry, then they immediately go in. When they hear responsibility, they hear blame, or they hear fault, or they hear the situation's bad or wrong, or they're bad or wrong. It's like fault. It's at someone or something is at fault or to blame, or I'm to fault at fault or to blame. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about seeing objectively and giving yourself a place to stand that alters the whole world of the situation. You're standing in a different world. You're standing in one world is being at the effect, and there's no power in that. And if you're someone who is being a leader who leads themselves in their life, your life, you want to have this practice, and it's a practice. You have to develop the muscle and the muscle memory, but it's actually in a moment you stand in a different world. You shift your vision. You see objectively what maybe someone's in a reaction to you and they're saying things and they're in an upset. But if you have a place to stand and you're in a natural kind of power, you just see that, okay, that's the facts. They're saying what they're saying. So what? Whatever's coming out of their mouth, whatever their facial expressions, so what? Okay, there are facts in the situation, and then there's your stand. Period.
Yeah. Look, yeah. The idea here is that if you realize this simple idea that when you are not the effect of an external cause that is designed to throw you out of your center and off balance, by the mere fact that you do not allow such a thing to occur, that you do not allow yourself to become the effect of a cause, you are causing an effect. You're causing a rippling. If a car tries to drive through a thick brick wall, do you know what happens to that car? It crumbles. It collapses. When people try to put you on the spot, and I enjoy people that try to do that to me because I know the secret. And I told you about this a couple of vlogs ago.
It's like mental jujitsu.
It is.
You use the force coming at you.
That's right.
And reverse it. Yeah.
I had this person that I had to deal with who is a hateful, angry person. He overheard a conversation I was having with a friend.
Sounds like a cancel culture kind of clown.
Oh, absolutely. And what happened was he said, you're not supposed to talk that way around people, because I was in a store with a friend of mine. He goes, what do you mean we have freedom of speech in this country? Oh, no, you don't. The government's going to tell you what to say. And I said, you know what? You're out of your mind. And then he got really angry at me. And I just stayed calm. And the calmer I stayed, the more angry the person got. And he lost control. He wanted to beat me up. wanted to take me out in the parking lot and beat me up because I was talking about something with a friend. But he was a car that hit a brick wall. He walked away destroyed. I walked away laughing.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because being at the effect, and if you can take on being a victim in that, to me, there are two kind of victims. There are real victims where something happens and something was perpetrated on them. And then there's people that become, they take on being a victim as an identity.
Yes.
And then when you have victimness as an identity, then you're at the effect of everything and everyone all of the time. And that's a hellish place to live. But when we're speaking here of being at cause, it's not an identity. It being at cause starts with the willingness to deal with the situation from the view of life that you are the generator. From the inside out, you're the generator of what you do, what you have, and who you are, that you have say in the matter of who you are in any situation and in any moment, that you have control and influence in how things go. You cannot control what anyone else does or says, but you do have control of yourself. So being at cause is a place to stand, and no one can make you be at cause in a situation, nor can you impose being at cause on another person. It's a choice, or it's a shift in paradigmic shift, a shift in your paradigm and how you perceive. But you do have say in where you stand.
All right.
And again, I'll say it is a grace and gift you give yourself,
but
or a grace that you open yourself up to from above, from your creator. And you're creating an empowering context that leaves for your life and where you're coming from, that leaves you with say in the matter of how life goes for
situations. I have to say, though, most people don't realize that they have the right to withdraw their permission to allow others to affect them. And if you just put that in the front of your mind,
that's a place to stand.
That's exactly where you take your stand. Exactly right.
Yeah. That's in an interaction with someone.
Or
and that's a situation.
A non-action and non-interaction.
There's action and non-action, and they're all in the world of action, right?
Right?
You're moving, initiating things, or you're observing and watching, and there's a time for both, right?
Yeah.
Really good. I think this is a great place to land and complete. You all, thank you for getting this far. If you're watching on YouTube, we drop 2 episodes a week on YouTube, usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Please, this video, if you're watching on YouTube, that helps us. We appreciate that. It helps push it out into the algorithms for others to see and listen. Also, send your questions to disruptingthedrift@baronbaptiste.com. And you all, stay bold, stay true, stay blessed. And until next time, peace be with you.